During the month of Elul, we had different minhagim, different customs. One is blowing the shofar every morning after davening as a minhag. We're adding l'david Hashem Ori. And if this, among the svardim, they begin slichos. These extra prayers, they start from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Elul. However, the minhag Ashkenaz is not to begin Slichas prayer until later in the month. And in general, there are differences between Minhag Ashkenaz and Svard. Some famous ones are that among having rice on Pesach, kidneys, the Svarim never took it on, or different minhagim among Svarim of taking on eating meat and wine during the 9 days, a different minhagim. So in that sense, they continued, but in this area, the Svarim have taken on from the beginning of Elul, and most do it through Yom Kippur. I think there's a minhagabah that they don't, during Aseret Yemei Tshuva they stop. They only do it up until Rosh Hashanah. So, nevertheless, there's a minhag Ashkenaz to begin saying slichos later on in the month of Elul. When do we begin? So, it's not necessarily a date as opposed to a day. So, the minhag Ashkenaz is on Motzoi Shabbos. We always begin the Motzei Menucha, we always begin Motzei Shabbos. It's a time of Simcha, Malav Amalka. Yes, Slichas isn't like Kina. Slichas is a time of Simcha. We have a time of introspection, we'll see, a time to do tshuva, a time to build Simcha, get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we always begin Motzei Shabbos. One is just simply just to keep the uniformity, but much deeper than that, because we want to begin Slichos on a Motzoi Shabbos right after we infused with the Kedusha Shabbos. So, Saturday night when? Is it the Saturday night before Rosh Hashanah? So it depends on the year. This year that Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. See, we have another tradition, Lo Adu Rosh, that Rosh Hashanah, the way our calendar is set up, can never fall on Aleph, which is Sunday, the first day in the month, Dalet Wednesday, and Vav Friday. So, when only the first day of Rosh Hashanah could fall out on Shabbos. Only the first day could come out on Shabbos, and the second day does come out on Sunday. So, the minhag Ashkenaz is we need at least 4 days of Slichos before we begin Rosh Hashanah. So if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Monday and Tuesday, so then I can't start Saturday night. I have to go back to next week. But instead of going back to Thursday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, depending on what day it is, to get my 4 days, we have a universal custom. We always begin Motzoi Shabbos. So in a year where Rosh Hashanah falls out on Monday or Tuesday, I believe next year, it falls out the Monday night of Labor Day, whatever the English date is. So then we go back to the Saturday before, so we get a lot more than four. So four is the minimum, not the maximum. You could always do more slichos. So our minhag is that we have a minimum of 4 days, and we always start Saturday night. So if we start the Saturday night the week before, we'll do a lot more than 4 days. But if we begin, if we begin this year, so we're going to start on Saturday night. So we'll have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday before we begin, before we start Rosh Hashanah Friday night. So what's the reason for the minhag of 4 days? Why the magical number of four? I mean, it's true by Pesach. We have the magical number of four. We have the four children, the four kosos, the four questions. So maybe they want to connect it to Pesach, perhaps. time of Geula. That's a machlokes in the Gemara, whether Nisan or Tishrei, in terms of months of Geula, etc. So they point out that why 4 days? So one school of thought is that since it really has to do with Aseret Yemei Tshuva, Aseret Yemei Tshuva between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we have 10 days. And the old minig was, and they did it a lot, not just during Aseret Yemei Tshuva, there was minhagim, people fast Erev Rosh Chodesh, people were much more into fasting. Maybe some still are, most are not. So you wanted to fast during Aseret Yemei Tshuva for tshuva purposes. However, the 4 days during Aseret Yemei Tshuva where you can't fast. Why can't I fast? Because we have Shabbos. We can't fast on Shabbos. We have Erev Rosh Hashanah. There's a mitzvah in our Torah, perhaps, of eating. And then, even though the old meaning was some did fast on Rosh Hashanah, but the way we paskins, we don't fast on Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, we have the 2 days, Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos, and Erev Yom Kippur. So the 4 days we cannot fast. So in lieu of those 4 days that we cannot fast, so we want to make up for it, so we start saying Slicha as a minimum of 4 days before. So therefore, really, according to this approach, really fasting is the main part of tshuva. But since you can't fast, let's move to plan B and do Slichas. That's what this school of thought seems to be saying. However, others give a different reason. Others say it has to do that when before you brought a karban, you can't just bring any karban, any animal on the mizbeach for a sacrifice. You have to make sure it goes through a rigorous process. And the rigorous process entailed they used to check it for 4 days to make sure there was no mum, no blemish. And therefore, if it's based on the psukim, the ikraftem, so we want to deduce that just like we do a bedika before we put an animal on the mizbeah, so too, how much more so, before we enter Rosh Hashanah, we want to do a bedika. So therefore, we have 4 days of introspection to trying to see how we could do better. In fact, that could be as well. We have a minug during the month of Elul to check your tefillin, check your mezuzahs. Again, number one, it's a good idea to get them checked. But anyway, just symbolically, it's more about doing a bedika. That with this, like we do a bedika on the tefillin, on the mezuzah, and that, and the same yisod is true, that if the tefillin is, or mezuzah is done properly from the outset, and it was taken care of, so there's less likely a chance that something's wrong with it. But if something wasn't done properly, so even let's say it was halachically okay, but then it was already a b'di'evet, and then it's easier for something to go to less has to happen for it to go wrong. So either way, that was the reason for the minig, is the 4 days, is just like by a karban, we have 4 days to do a bedika. So too over here, we have four days to make sure that we get our act together. So to summarize, we have the minhag among the Svarim to say Elul the whole month of to say Slichos the whole month of Elul. The minhag Ashkenaz is to begin saying Slichos later on in the month. When in the month? It depends on when Rosh Hashanah falls out. That we had, the principle is we need at least 4 days of Slichos before Rosh Hashanah. So if Rosh Hashanah falls at the end of the week, and we have another principle, we always begin Motzoi Shabbos. We want to keep the uniformity. We want to say Slichos when we're Besimcha, like Kiddush Levana. We like doing Saturday night. We want to begin Slichos Saturday night. So that seems to be a given. And then the question is, depending when Rosh Hashanah is, so it will be the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, or be the two Shabbos before. But what a minimum of 4 days? So the minimum of 4 days is either because really we want to fast during Aseret Yemei Tshuva, because that's going to lead us to Tshuva. However, since we can't fast for 4 days, 2 days Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur, and Shabbos, so in lieu of fasting, we do Slichos, but the Iker seems to be fasting. Or they're saying, no, the Iker is the introspection, that the 4 days, just like you brought a Karban, you had to inspect it for 4 days, so too, we're all Miyichya, Miyamas, we're all going in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who can't do a Bedik, and that's the meaning for checking in general, bedikas, checking mezuzahs, tefillin, but ultimately that concept is a bedikas atzmo before Rosh Hashanah. So we do many things in order to get us to prepare for Rosh Hashanah, whether it's blowing the shofar from the month of Elul, saying L'David Hashem Ori, and one of the last things we add before Rosh Hashanah is the minhag of slichas, as we'll see as well on Erev Rosh Hashanah, as well, we do hataras nedarim, a same type of concept that we want to become, so to speak, we go in front of a base. Why hataras nedarim now? So there are many reasons, but one api makshav is that before you enter Yom HaDin, at least you want to go in front of a base, and so before you get to the base in Shomala, you want to get to a base in Shomata, and be able to be matzah. But that's the sort of slichos, either a school number one, that back in the day when fasting led to tshuva, but probably more importantly, it's not the fasting, it's the actual tshuva, the self-introspection and contemplation to lead us to a better life, a more ethical and a more religious life.